Just like your agency, the Defense Department has to adjust to hiring reform and make some changes. Pat Tamburino is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Civilian Personnel Policy at DOD to talk about how they're doing it. Pat, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks for being here today.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, and I appreciate you being here on a Friday afternoon. Tell me about hiring times in the civilian side at DOD. How are you doing?
I think we're doing really well. I mean, we take the hiring reform objectives that the president gave us very seriously, and we've broken it down into 10 steps inside our department and try to figure out from the day we decide to hire somebody to the day they walk in the front door, what are the sequential steps they have to go through, and we're looking at each of those steps individually, trying to streamline the processes, trying to make it a really good experience for the applicant, a good experience for the hiring manager, and in the end, a really good employee that's a match. When we started, our metric was 150 days for all new hires, so coming from outside the federal government into the federal government. We've been at it for about a year plus or so. We're down to 116 days, so a 25% reduction, and our goal is to get down to 80 days, and we're trending positively towards that.
And now, sometimes the criticism of shortening the hiring process is I'm not going to have as much time to screen the applicants and make sure I'm hiring the right person. Right. If I hire somebody in a very short period of time, but they're a bad fit, I'm back where I started. What are you doing to look at the qualitative element of the hiring process, too?
Okay, well, I believe that getting a good hire starts with good planning. So the first step we're injecting into the process is a really robust discussion between the hiring manager and the HR office and say, exactly what are you looking for? And that translates to a very good position description and a very good job opportunity announcement that lets applicants understand what are the requirements of the job and how they should respond. We think if we do this really upfront planning about what exactly are we looking for, we create a pool of resumes that just from the beginning of the process are a better match and a better fit. And then we are giving managers what's called a hiring manager's toolkit, which is an extensive array of tools that you can find online at our website, which helps hiring managers plan the jobs out, teaches them how to do a structured interview, teaches them how to do screening, and by the same token, we're teaching our HR professionals or reteaching them how to help the hiring managers winnow through the resumes to pull out the people that are most qualified in an expedited manner. So I don't think by shortening it we're compromising quality, because we've made the whole front-end preparation process the first step. My experience, you know, after 30 years of doing this is hiring managers typically didn't think about the vacancy until the vacancy occurred. It's way too late.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta think about your vacancies well in advance and be ready to go once you know you're going to have a departure. So we now say hiring is a team sport for us.
Hiring managers have been saying for a long time they wanted
right.
to be more involved in this process and
right.
not just give it to the HR department.
Right.
How are they responding to this team spirit that you're trying to implement, or that you are implementing?
Yeah, we think it's going really well because I've only been in this job 6 months, and I came from a line management position, and I'm really sympathetic to hiring managers because we have so many different hiring authorities at the end of the day, and they're all very useful and they're all very practical, but there are so many, and if you're sitting there and you just say, I want an engineer, or I want a logistician, or I want a financial manager, it's almost hard to figure out where to begin. So I'm trying to instill in my HR community, we're here to support the hiring manager. So let's go help them plan. Let's listen to what they need, and let's help them plan these job opportunity announcements and vacancy announcements in a really efficient way that makes it less complicated to apply. They're applauding that because it's getting them what they want. They're getting, we believe, better candidates in a shorter amount of time. And, you know, 80 days for me is like kind of a conversation starter.
Mm-hmm.
If I get it done in 85 days or 90 days, but hiring managers say, hey, every hire is really solid, I would say to my leadership, we are achieving the right kind of success. We've streamlined the process and we're getting good people.
You have a unique situation at the Pentagon where you have a commitment that's even greater than other federal agencies to vets, wounded warriors, military families. Talk about what you're doing there other than just adding a couple of points in the process.
I think we're really doing tremendous work. We have hiring hero job fairs routinely throughout the year where we're going out to places where the veterans or the young men and women that have served our country and suffered some kind of injury are there. We're holding webinars. I participated in a webinar last week to help them navigate the federal hiring process. I have an office that helps them prepare their resumes, helps them learn how to interview. We have the Transition Assistance Program, which helps members leaving the service, again, prepare for their careers. We have multiple intern programs that are targeted at veterans. We really have an exceptional program to help them understand how to prepare for employment in general, but help them navigate the hiring process. So I think we're doing really well. We just got our first quarter fiscal 11 hiring statistics for veterans, and we exceeded our goal for veterans by quite a bit.
Congratulations on that. I wonder if in the process of all the focus on hiring reforms, if there are other areas of HR that you're concerned might be kind of getting left behind.
Well, no. My boss, Dr. Stanley, is a great leader and is a true believer in strategic planning. So we have a very robust strategic planning process inside our secretariat. And I have three or four goals. I'm focused on hiring reform. I'm focused on streamlining our HR policies as a general proposition. I'm focused on succession planning. You know, we're going to be here for a long time, and we're going to be hiring people for a long time. And I have a responsibility to pull these people through their career pipeline in an efficient manner. So we're very focused on that. We have a huge demand for civilians to go into theater and support our troops, and have a tremendous focus on how to supply those people in an efficient manner. So through Dr. Stanley's good counsel, I have five or six very specific goals that I'm prosecuting, and hiring reform is just one of them. They're all complicated, but I have a great set of HR professionals, both that work for me directly and in the components, that are pretty energized about this stuff.
You are doing some interesting things with acquisition, workforce recruitment, and retention, and I'd love to have you come back at some point and talk about that with me.
Sure.
Pat, it would be great to continue this conversation. Thanks for being on today.
All right. Thanks for your time. Have a great weekend.
Same to you.